In this bulletin, criticism emerges of Indonesia's tsunami warning system, the consumer watchdog to place foreign transaction fees under the microscope, and Socceroos fans pay tribute to outgoing captain Mile Jedinak. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The company which co-produced Indonesia's early tsunami warning system insists the system worked as planned despite claims suggesting otherwise. Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency says none of the country's tsunami detector buoys were properly operating before waves of up to 6 metres hit the island of Sulawesi, killing at least 840 people. A tsunami warning was sent out after a 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck off the Sulawesi coast, but it was quickly lifted by Indonesia's geophysics agency. Jorn Lutterjang, the director of Germany's Research Centre for Geosciences, says the issue was not related to the warning system, but how authorities communicated its message.
The early warning system worked as planned and made a prediction. 5 minutes after the strong earthquake, a tsunami warning was issued, which predicted waves in the area northwest of Sulawesi.
Australia's Competition and Consumer Commission has been tasked with placing foreign transaction fees under the microscope. The Productivity Commission says holidaying Australians are charged $2 billion per year for transferring currency, converting currency, and using credit cards overseas. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Australians deserve a better deal.
This is an issue where they have identified Australians are paying too much. And as we know, millions of Australians travel overseas, buy things on their visas, or transfer their Australian dollars into foreign currency, and the banks are charging them too much. So we want to stop the rip-off.
The Tasmanian government will introduce legislation to Parliament this week forcing religious leaders to report child sexual abuse, including when it's revealed during confession. The draft law aims to break the seal of confession, allowing priests an exemption from reporting allegations of abuse. Tasmanian Attorney General Elise Arthur says there'll be heavy punishments for those who breach the law if it passes.
It will be a crime within the criminal code. So in the criminal code, there is a maximum of a life sentence. I'm not suggesting that might be the case, but of course the judiciary has a discretion and can utilise all of the sentences available to it under the Sentencing Act.
Surgeons at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital are being tasked with performing life-saving separation surgery on a pair of 14-month-old conjoined twins from Bhutan. The girls are expected to arrive in Melbourne today, but the date of the surgery is yet to be confirmed. The Royal Children's Hospital has previously successfully separated two Bangladeshi sisters. A hospital spokesman says surgeons are optimistic the surgery will be a success.
We've been asked to be involved partly because of our experience with dealing with twins in the past. How we can separate these twins. We should be able to achieve that in a single operation, and we should be able to achieve a good outcome for both twins.
Football fans are paying tribute to Mile Jedinak on social media after the Socceroos captain announced his retirement from international football. The 34-year-old was Australia's on-fielder for the past 4 years after being appointed captain ahead of the 2014 World Cup team in Brazil. Jedinak scored both goals for the Socceroos at this year's World Cup in Russia. He says after 79 appearances for his country, the time was right to step aside. New Socceroos coach Graham Arnold is due to name his squad this week for a friendly against Kuwait on October 15. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 22. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 24. Hobart, a shower or two and 19 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 24. Wollongong, sunny and 21. Sydney, also sunny, 23. Newcastle, much the same, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Cairns, a possible morning shower and 29. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.